Welcome, and thank you for standing by. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode until the question-and-answer session. At that time, to ask a question, you may press star one. Today's conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. And I'll turn today's meeting over to Kate Brogan. Thank you. You may begin.
Hi, everyone. My name's Kate Brogan. I'm with Public Affairs here at NOAA Fisheries. Today, NOAA Fisheries is requesting public feedback on a proposed rule that filed in the Federal Register. We proposed incidental take regulations under the Marine Mammal Protection Act related to geophysical activity in the Gulf of Mexico. To explain more about this, I have the privilege of introducing the Director of NOAA Fisheries Office of Protected Resources, Donna Weeding. Donna's going to provide a brief summary of our news, and then we will open for questions. We also have a technical expert from our Office of Protected Resources with us to answer additional questions. Ben Laws is here from our Permits and Conservation Division. If you have our media advisory, you have the correct spelling of their names and titles. If not, you can find that media advisory on NOAA.gov, or you can contact the public affairs team after the call. I'm going to provide my contact information at the end, so you will have it handy. As a reminder, this call is for working media only. If you're not a member of the press, you're welcome to listen to this call, but please do not ask questions. This time is really reserved for reporters. With that, I'm going to turn the floor over to Donna Weeding. Donna, please go ahead.
Thanks, Kate, and thank you all for joining us. As Kate mentioned, I am Donna Weeding, the Director of the Office of NOAA Fisheries, Office of Protected Resources, and we're pleased to announce a proposed rule for taking of marine mammals incidental to oil and gas geophysical surveys in the Gulf of Mexico. And this proposed rule will be open for public comments until August 21st. I can refer you to the NIMS website if you'd like more information about how to provide comments and how to find all of that information. Again, this is a proposed rule, and so this proposed rule identifies our approach and ideas on governing authorization for harassment of small numbers of marine mammals over 5 years. And this is related, as I said, to geophysical activities, oil and gas in the federal waters in the Gulf of Mexico. This proposed action represents significant collaboration with NOAA and with the Department of Interior agency, BOEM, which is the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management. And this has to do with identifying protective measures, this collaboration, for marine mammals to meet the standards of the law, the Marine Mammal Protection Act in particular, and also by satisfying U.S. energy needs. So, as you know, NOAA Fisheries stewardship mission is to protect and conserve marine mammals, and that includes making sure that appropriate mitigation and monitoring measures are in place for activities that may incidentally harass marine mammals. And we received a petition for these incidental take regulations from BOEM in October of 2016 to bring oil and gas survey activities in the Gulf of Mexico into compliance with the Marine Mammal Protection Act. And so we're happy that we have been able to get this proposed rule out to further that enforcement and compliance by the oil and gas industry in the Gulf. And BOEM's petition is in support of industry operators generally who conduct these geophysical survey activities. And just to clarify, BOEM is responsible for permitting the seismic surveys and making decisions about energy exploration and development. That is not NOAA's authority or responsibility. Our role is to make sure that these otherwise lawful activities, that we minimize any impacts to marine mammals from these types of activities. So just want to clarify a few terms. Again, I think I've emphasized that this is a proposed rule. This is not a final rule. So there are a lot of opportunity for public input and comment on this proposed rule. We're seeking public comments. We have a number of measures and alternatives and that we are specifically looking for public input on and information. So we hope that, that the public will take this opportunity to review the proposed rule and provide feedback to the agency. Secondly, the term take, this is defined in the Marine Mammal Protection Act, and it ranges from activities that may harass marine mammals through hunt, capture, kill, or to attempt to do any of those things. So take is a fairly broad term that that has to do with activities that may affect marine mammals. And so when we look at these requests for rules and regulations, we're looking at the broad suite of potential impacts. And so under these proposed regulations, we do not anticipate or expect to authorize any mortality. I want to make sure that's clear. We do see that there is a potential for some partial hearing loss. For example, as with humans, if we have repeated exposure to certain loud sounds or industrial noise, and that's considered injury, which is defined as a form of harassment under the MMPA. Thirdly, let me mention timetables. Once we were to come up with a final rule or a final regulation, then we would be issuing specific letters of authorization to the industry operators. Those would be valid for 5 years and would identify what mitigation and monitoring and reporting would be required as part of those letters of authorization. And then within, you know, the next 5 years, the industry would come back in looking at updating or proposing new regulations for the subsequent 5 years. And lastly, as part of the rulemaking, we do identify a geographic region where this proposed rule would be in effect. And in this case, it's the outer continental shelf of the Gulf of Mexico. So this is specifically within the Gulf of Mexico and is separate from any of the proposed actions for incidental harassment authorizations in the Atlantic Ocean. So that's not what we're talking about here. Let me tell you a little bit about the mitigation measures that we're proposing in this proposed rule to reduce or eliminate negative impacts on marine mammals. These include such things as during the kinds of operations that would be undertaking, there would be protected species observers on board the seismic vessels to listen and watch marine life. And if marine mammals or other protected species come within a certain distance from the vessel, then the operator would be required to shut down the seismic air guns. And we also include a suite of time area restrictions, and these are designed to eliminate or reduce impacts to particularly sensitive species in specific habitat areas. So this could benefit many species, but specifically we're looking at Gulf of Mexico Brutus whales, sperm whales, beaked whales, and coastal bottlenose dolphins. And part of our effort there is to include passive acoustic monitoring, which detects the vocalizations of marine mammals beneath the ocean surface, and that way the vessel operator will be able to shut down the air guns when the detections are made in those areas. We also include, once the animals may have left an area, we would include ramp-ups or gradual starts so that the air guns arrays are starting at a lower level and then increasing so that animals will reduce the potential for high-level exposure for animals that might be unaware. We would have also, we're proposing required shutdowns for whales with calves, and we are also proposing vessel strike avoidance procedures because in addition to the seismic air guns, it's also the vessel operation. So ensuring that we've got the, we're maintaining specified distance from whales and maintaining vessel speed restrictions, particularly in Brutus whale habitats and other precautionary measures to avoid close proximity to or contact with animals. And so, as I mentioned, we welcome public comments on this action, and we really encourage the public to provide input, which we would ask be submitted by August 21st. And as I mentioned, please take a look at the NOAA Fisheries website for more information on the proposed rule and on the information associated with that rule and the how the public can comment. So with that, I will turn it back to Kate for the next part of this this call.
Thanks, Donna. At this time, we're going to open for questions from reporters. Operator, can you please explain the process for asking a question?
Thank you. At this time, to ask a question, press star 1, please. Please unmute your line and record your name to be introduced. Again, for questions or comments, press star 1. If you'd like to withdraw the request, you may press star 2. Thank you. Please stand by for your first question. Thank you. Again, as a reminder, for questions or comments, press star 1, please. Thank you. And currently, we're showing no questions.
Operator, we'll hold for just about a minute for folks to gather their questions. Thanks.
Thank you again. As a reminder, for questions or comments, press star 1. Thank you. We have our first question from Carrie Sheridan with ASP. Your line is open.
Hi, thanks for taking my question, and I'm sorry to do this, but I was on hold for quite a bit of time at the beginning of the call, and I'm afraid I missed the beginning. So would you mind going over again the start of this for me? I'm sorry.
Sure. Donna, do you mind maybe giving just a quick summary about the first section of the proposed rule?
Sure, absolutely. That's fine. Again, this is a proposed rule related to the taking of marine mammals incidental to oil and gas surveys on the outer continental shelf in the Gulf of Mexico. I did clarify that this is a proposed rule, and it identifies certain precautionary measures and protective measures that we're proposing to be implemented if this became final, if and when this became final, to protect marine mammals and to meet the standards of the law, the MMPA, as well as while also satisfying U.S. energy needs. So that's what this proposed rule puts forward, the analysis and the information, particularly related to these protective measures and mitigation measures. I did also mention that BOEM, the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management in the Department of Interior, they petition us in support of industry operators who will actually conduct the geophysical survey activities. And BOEM is responsible for permitting the seismic surveys and making decisions about energy exploration and development in the offshore waters. Our role is specifically regarding the impacts to marine mammals, and this rule lays out the measures that we feel will and other measures that we're asking opinion on mitigating any impacts, negative impacts to marine mammals, and minimizing impacts as much as possible. So I clarify that on the proposed rule. I also mentioned that the term take is a very broad term within the Marine Mammal Protection Act, and it ranges from acts that can harass marine mammals in the sense of disturbing them through acts that can kill or significantly affect marine mammals. And under these proposed regulations, we do not anticipate or expect to authorize any mortality. We do recognize there's a potential for some partial hearing loss, and that's considered injury, which is a form of harassment under the MMPA, and that's addressed in this proposed rule. On timetables, a final incidental take regulation would allow for the issuance of specific letters of authorization to industry operators, which lays out in those letters of authorization the mitigation, monitoring, and other kinds of methods that they would be required to implement. And those letters are valid for 5 years when they would need to come back in for new rule and letters of authorization. And again, the geographic region is specific to the Outer Continental Shelf of the Gulf of Mexico only. Did I get to about where you tuned in, or?
I think that's good, Donna. I think that covers it. And Carrie, we can provide a recording of the call as well. Operator, can you explain the process for asking a question one more time? I'm not seeing any questions in the queue, and I just want to say one more time, we have two experts on the phone, and this is a good opportunity, if you do have questions about this process, to get our experts on the line and get your questions answered.
Thank you. Again, for questions or comments, press star 1, and please record your name to be introduced. Again, press star 1. Thank you. And at this time, we're showing no questions in queue.
Okay. I'm not seeing any other questions, thanks to the operator. If you do have any follow-up questions, I want to make sure that you have my contact information, and you can feel free to follow up with me directly. Again, we will provide a recording of this call on our website and attached to the media advisory. If you need to get in touch with me directly, my name is Kate Brogan, B-R-O-G-A-N. My email is Katherine, K-A-T-H-E-R-I-N-E dot Brogan, B-R-O-G-A-N at NOAA, N-O-A-A dot gov. And you can contact our team at our phone number. My phone number is 301-427-8030, and our team's phone number is 301-427-8003 to reach the public affairs team at NOAA Fisheries. Thanks to everyone for joining the call today, and we look forward to talking to you soon.
Thank you for your participation. That does conclude today's conference. You may disconnect at this time.